unconstitutional or otherwise reprehensible government policy, we hear the retort, what about Romans chapter 13? We Christians must submit to government, any government, read your Bible and just leave me alone, or words to that effect. No doubt, some who use this argument are sincere. They are only repeating what they've heard their said spiritual overseers or other religious leaders say. And on the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that some who use this argument are just plain lazy, apathetic, and indifferent. And Romans 13 is their escape from personal responsibility. I suspect this is the much larger group, by the way. Nevertheless, for the benefit of those who are sincere but obviously misinformed, let's briefly examine Romans chapter 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Do our Christian friends who use these verses to teach that we should not oppose the said president or any other political representative really believe that civil magistrates have unlimited authority to do anything that they want to without opposition? I doubt they truly believe that. For example, what if our president decided to resurrect the old monarchical custom of prima nocta? That's the law of first night. That was the old medieval custom when the king claimed the right to sleep with the subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. Would our sincere Christian brethren sheepishly say, Romans chapter 13 says we must submit to the government? I think not. And would any of us respect any man who would submit to such a law? So, there are limits to authority. A father has authority in his home, but does this give him the power to abuse his wife and children? Of course not. An employer has authority on the job, but does this give him power to control the private lives of his employees? No. A spiritual overseer has overseer authority in the church, but this does not give him the power to tell his ministers in his church as to how to run their businesses. Of course not. All human authority is limited in nature. No man has unlimited authority over the lives of other men. Lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of Jesus Christ. By the same token, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined. Observe that Romans chapter 13 clearly limits the authority of civil government by strictly defining its purpose. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. It has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people, because God never gave it that authority. And any government that oversteps that divine boundary has no divine authority or protection. Civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. It is not a minister of God for evil. Civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. They have no authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good. None, zilch, zero.
Zero.
Anyone who says they do is lying. So even in the midst of telling Christians to submit to civil authority, Romans chapter 13 limits the power and reach of civil authority. Did Moses violate God's principle of submission? Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just want to remind you, I've said it several times before, I need to say it again. Men need to be told things 1,000 times before they finally get it. You know, case in point, just this morning I was telling my wife, it's interesting how people, you know, they kind of ignore the message in some cases over here at the Sons of Liberty with Bradley Dean. But when things go bad, all of a sudden, Bradley's the first one people want to talk to. That kind of reminds me, not trying to proclaim myself to be anything, of course, but it reminds me of the prophets, both minor and major prophets. And I'm thinking in particular of none other than Jeremiah, who warned the people and warned the people, namely making reference to the word of God, and warned the people and warned the people, and they didn't listen. He warned as he went to the gates of the Pharisees, the church, he warned them to amend their ways before the Lord. He went to the king's gate. He told him to amend his ways because your sin is before the Lord and it's going to find you out. And it is. And if you don't take heed to it, this is what's going to happen. Well, what did they do? They mocked him. They scoffed him. They jailed him. And then all of a sudden, while he was in prison, for some reason or another, all those things that Jeremiah was warning the people of, all of a sudden it started to come to pass. And then guess who wanted to talk to none other than Jeremiah? The very one that they were responsible for mocking and scoffing and jailing. And then at that point, when they asked Jeremiah, what is it that the Lord has to say? Jeremiah, in boldness, in righteousness, in Christ, he comes back and said the very things that he told you before. They're coming to pass now. Now it's the point of no return. I know people don't like to hear that. And I'm saying that because of something that took place this morning. So I walk into a particular area this morning, a store, and I know that there's a guy there. As a matter of fact, there's two of them. They're really cool guys. And they don't really talk to me much. And they, as a matter of fact, they asked one of my sons, what's Bradley's problem with Trump? And I got to say, I don't have a problem with Trump in the sense of having a problem with Trump. I'm trying to figure out why Trump's got a problem with America and why Trump continuously lies to the American people. And I mean, if we want to get caught up to Donald Trump or Joe Biden, whatever the case is, they're both two wings of the same bird, as you all the well know. But I told my wife, I said, isn't it interesting that You know, they don't really say a whole lot. I mean, they're not incordial. They're super cool people. But all of a sudden, when they see what it is that I've been warning about, all of a sudden they want to have a conversation. And that's one of the things that I continuously see over here at the Sons of Liberty. People don't like to hear it. Well, nobody does. Nobody does. It reminds me of Martin Luther going back and forth during a debate with Erasmus. Martin Luther said to him, listen, I'm not a stone. He said, I have feelings. I'm a man. But here's the difference. I'm doing my duty. You're not. You're trying to create a false peace. You've sacrificed the truth for a false peace. And Martin Luther said, I'm not going to have anything to do with that. We don't sacrifice the truth, friends. What we do is we stand up against the lie. That's what Christians do. And what they faithfully do, they don't just sit there and wait for the Lord to vindicate the truth for them. They don't just sit there and act like they're dead within themselves. No, what they do is they take it a step further, and then they take it to those that are doing the lying as they are the light and reproving the darkness, Ephesians 5:11. But it's just one of those things I get to see on a cyclical routine over and over and over again. Oh, we love Bradley Dean. Oh, Bradley, come on, dude. Come on, Bradley. Come on. What's going on now? That's just a little far-fetched. That's a conspiracy theory. I'm trying to figure out which one is a conspiracy theory, especially when I go back to the Word of God. I'm waiting for someone to tell me that one was a conspiracy theory. Which one? Because as I've said, friends, all of my theories have come to pass. And it's interesting how the Lord continuously warns of, in 1 Kings and 2 Kings, the conspiracies in Jeremiah 11:9, speaking of that great prophet, of conspiracies among men and what they'll do and what it is that they're responsible for doing. It's not a theory. The only ones that are saying it's a theory are the ones that are trying to protect those that are responsible for the act of conspiracy. In fact, exclamation. But here we are again. Here we are again. Folks, I'm going to come back. I'm just going to share some things with you. And I'm going to show you how they're warring back and forth, how they're trying to tell you, for example. I'm going to show one of these to you on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Big Pharma will collapse. This is what they're saying about RFK. Pfizer executive complains RFK Jr.'s vaccine autism report will open up legal floodgates. I want you to keep that in mind. Okay? Keep that in mind because I'm going to play something that's applicable to this topic in just a moment. The same time that this came out, and of course this comes from a guy that works under none other than one of the controlled operatives, Glenn Beck, Steve Deese. I've been on his show before. This is the guy that likes partial truth, friends. But he comes out and he highlights, look at this, man. Look what our guy is doing right now. The Big Pharma, they're afraid. They're afraid of RFK, the appointee of Donald Trump. They're afraid of him because RFK Jr.'s vaccine autism report will open legal floodgates. Really? Really? At the same exact time that this is going on, RFK is out there saying his vision is that everybody will have wearables within 4 years. Do you see what they're doing? They're confusing the people by design, Daniel 9:7, to get you off of the fact of what is really in fact happening. And it's all a sale. Friends, let me say this. It's all being leveled at the American people. This is nonsense. Pfizer executive complains RFK Jr.'s vaccine autism report will open up legal floodgates. Speaking of which, isn't it interesting, Jeffrey Epstein, it was actually RFK Jr. that admitted to being on that plane several times going to the island. What were they doing out there? I thought there was no client list, right? We know all about what's going down with that right now. This is a massive cover-up. And I want to show you some things on the other side of this as well, but I better lay this out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, 281-845-4704. I would love to hear from you, pro or con. Be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Again, 281-845-4704. All callers are welcome, folks. Just don't use any expletives. Stick to the topic, please. Pro or con, it matters not. Jude and 3 and 4. 281-845-4704. Now, I was just highlighting this because I wanted to kick this off right away. See how the mainstream media, what they want to do is they want to confuse you? And look who it's coming from. Controlled operatives, advertently or inadvertently, regardless if they know or not, they love the truth only when it applies to it being in favor of them and their lifestyles and their worldview, as they call it. It says Big Pharma will collapse. Pfizer executive complains RFK Jr.'s vaccine autism report will open legal floodgates. Folks, again, it's just not true. This is just to throw people off. It's just to confuse people all by design. And I better play this lest someone might try to put words in my mouth. And we always want to cross-check that. We dot our I's and cross our T's to make sure that that doesn't happen here. Okay? And I want you to listen to RFK. And I want you to listen to what he had to say about wearables, because Bradley Dean is not making this up. Like, I'm not making anything up. I'm just showing you, friends, they're all on the same team. And guess what? You're not on that team.
About their physical activity, about the way that they live their lives. We think that wearables are a key to the MAHA agenda, making America healthy again. And we are going to, my vision is that every American is wearing a wearable within 4 years.
Whoa. So how legitimate is this? Big Pharma will collapse. Pfizer executive complains. RFK Jr.'s vaccine autism report will open up legal floodgates. He's not a threat to Big Pharma. He's on that team, friends. To prove the point, who's been arrested? Anthony Fauci been arrested? No, we still have, and we still put up with the likes of Rand Paul fleecing his constituents, asking for more money because he still got Anthony Fauci cornered. We busted him lying. While Rand Paul's wife is behind closed doors buying stock into Remdesivir. This isn't an isolated case, folks. This is what's happening all across the country because the people sit back and they let them play their games. They're playing games with your freedoms, Americans. That's what they're doing. Another one that popped up. One of the things, because I was on GCN for 13, 14, 15 years, Genesis Communication Networks, and I was always the number one or number two show. It was always me and Alex going back and forth. And it's interesting. That guy is worth $100 and some million. Isn't that interesting how that works? Connected to the CIA. Just like Tucker Carlson. Isn't it interesting how he's under attack, Alex Jones is, and at the same time, simultaneously, while he's under attack, isn't it interesting how he's being promoted by the mainstream media at the same exact time? Oh my goodness, we just can't figure this out. No, I know you have eyes, but you don't see. You have ears, but you don't hear, Jeremiah 5:21. We just don't know what's going wrong with our country. Well, let me go over to Alex Jones because I was just saying that I was on Genesis Communication Networks for 13 to 15 years. I don't know the exact number, pretty close to that. One of the two, or in between. Bradley, is Alex Jones, is he a shill? Well, everybody's been saying he's a shill. I've seen him on broadcasts where people got him on their show, where he was physically there, asking the question, why is it everybody else that was divulging this information or disseminating the information that you are, why are they all dead but you're not? Isn't that interesting? Everybody's dead but him. He wouldn't answer the question. It's also interesting to note, friends, that before you know it, just over the last, 6 years, Donald Trump contacts Alex Jones. And I was told by the CEO of that company, after he made contact with Donald Trump, he never talked to him again. Just wanted to let you know, that's firsthand. Alex Jones is CIA. Just ask him. You don't have to ask me. You can go ahead and talk to how people cannot see this guy for who he is and how he walks back and forth, and yet people still don't judge him accordingly, and they just can't figure out what's wrong. They can't make heads or tails of it. And that's the part I really don't understand. We had David Knight on. And David Knight actually gave us the videos because David Knight worked with him for a long time. And what's interesting is he gave us the videos where he's talking about how we're supposed to take Trump's vaccine and how he is CIA, this, that, and the other thing. And how he's taking orders from so-and-so, David Knight had shared with us. But the people still, they can't figure out what's going wrong. I'm just saying that I'm not going to get caught up into that circle where everybody has a dunce hat on, sitting in a corner. I'm not going to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. Here, let me go ahead and show you what I'm talking about here. Okay?
That's why they're admitting the new forced inoculations coming next year will actually maim and kill a lot of people because Bill Gates knows he can't hide it. That's why Trump is taking control of the process, saying he's going to have an early vaccine from a company that doesn't make one that is so dangerous or that doesn't change our DNA. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing, but I understand what he's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. Gates goes, trust my vaccine, but don't trust the CDC's
Listen
vaccine.
Listen carefully.
And then I went and looked up the ones that Trump's looking at. They're very weak, attenuated, classic viruses with a very low amount of adjuvant in it.
Thought he wasn't advocating for it, friend.
And what is adjuvant? It makes your body have an autoimmune response. Because a lot of times if a vaccine's weak, which, again, doesn't hurt you as bad, you're not going to have the autoimmune response. You're not going to form antibodies. So they've got to give you the squalene or the mercury or the aluminum to trigger that. And so, yeah, Trump's looking at basically sugar water for folks. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated COVID deal? Absolutely.
Wow.
COVID's already everywhere anyways. Trump's looking at basically sugar water for folks.
But
can we take a little bit of
a
attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated
vaccines? Remember this, folks? Yeah, just want COVID to play.
Absolutely. Well, COVID's already everywhere anyways. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated COVID deal? Absolutely.
Wow, isn't that...
That's why they're admitting the new force
mod. Isn't that amazing? But people still haven't got it figured out. They just don't know what's going on. They can't figure it out. This is from David Knight. For all of you that are still trying to figure out, is he one of us or is he one of them? Again.
No, Joe, I'm with the CIA. We're not saying you're with the CIA. And I wasn't with the CIA 25 years ago when I started out. I was with good elements of the CIA when Donald Trump got elected and tried to take the country back from the globalists, because we're under globalist control. The communist Chinese, the EU, Hollywood, the big banks, they say they run this country and they broke its back. So forget the CIA. It's bigger than Coca-Cola. Come at the CIA like it's mysterious or cool. It's like talking about the post office. The CIA gets its talking points from me, Joe, and other patriots. Not the other way around.
That's interesting how that works, man. I mean, it really is. But again, I just wanted to kind of highlight that because, again, we don't, and I'm being facetious a little bit, but I want to make sure that people don't accuse me of saying what he himself said. Okay? That's all I'm doing here. Now, I brought all of that up for this reason. Look at this QAnon nonsense. This is key, said Alex Jones. Exclusive. Judge Joe Brown believes that Trump is using the Epstein files, listen carefully, to blackmail the deep state to surrender. Okay. Why would Alex Jones have a guest on his show during the time the American people, especially Trump supporters, are indignant concerning what's going on with Bongino, Patel, and Bondi? Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd that he's kind of trying to cover bases for him, friends? Of course it is. Because he is a little shill. I'm going to come back on the other side and I'm going to play a video, audio, of Donald Trump being confronted by a reporter. Apparently he wasn't supposed to ask the question that he did, but he did it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does this grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. This is not aimed at the illegals. We're going to get to that in just a moment. It's aimed at you people. Don't forget what I'm telling you. I want to cover a couple more topics before we finally get to it. We got our friend Sal calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Sal. What say you, my friend?
All right. Well, first I want to say that morticians say it, with autopsies, even if you haven't taken these shots, they're spraying the air with stuff, and 11% of your brain matter is biotech from everything they're spraying. Vaccines, all of them have MRC5. And what that is, that's fetal matter. So if you support infanticide, then get your vaccine. How about graphene? That's an electronic, that metal that connects you to the internet and makes you a Wi-Fi hub. How about that? And how about HIV? They use HIV in all vaccines to make them connect and work better. You want that? I don't think anybody wants that.
Yeah.
That has a brain.
Yeah. No, that's it. If they have a brain. it reminds me of the Tin Man, Sal. I gotta tell you, it reminded me of the Tin Man.
If he only had a brain.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate it, Guy. I very much do. 281-845-4704. Let me piggyback what our friend Sal just said. Okay, so we're seeing what just took place in Texas. And we're seeing all the young people that died in that flash flood. I have a timeline on how quick that flood took place. It was just minutes. I've actually seen video. This is a couple days ago, right when it first happened, where the first, just like any other crisis that takes place, people come out and they tell you the truth and then you never hear it again. Well, right when this Texas flash flood happened, instantaneously videos were out there where they were in Texas right by the flood, and they were local residents that were saying that these levels of water were supposed to be managed 24/7. And again, people are trying to figure out what's going on. Well, here, let me add to that, because what they're doing concerning what Sal was just talking about, they were also, through chemtrail, Deuteronomy 28:24 of Deuteronomy, that is a judgment of God. It's interesting that simultaneously, people were coming out that were responsible for cloud seeding. And what the government did instantaneously is they shut down all that voice of the eyewitnesses of what was going on, what took place, just like they do in any other conspiracy that they're involved with. And the first thing they came out and they said, if we don't address climate change, this is going to happen again and again. Which is all premised on nonsense, lies. Again, they just want to add more tax so they can continuously destroy, because the power to tax is the power to destroy. Folks, we have to pay attention to what's going on here. Do you guys remember the floods that killed, I don't know how many people. I believe it was back in the early 2000s under George Bush, the little devil, the grandson devil, and the son devil of grandpa devil and daddy devil. And I'm not even being facetious. John 8:44, John 10:10, just like their father. During those floods in New Orleans, there was actually videos that was omitted again. And it was showing people that were on film, being filmed by certain firefighters that were showing the American people who was responsible for those levees to break, for those dams to break. And what was on film was a group of, I want to say, agents under agencies that were actually blowing up those dams so it would destroy the local area in New Orleans. And again, I don't know why it is people don't learn from Waco, Texas, why they don't learn from Ruby Ridge, why they don't learn from Columbine, why they don't learn from Mandalay Bay. Speaking of which, friends, there is so much information coming out now on September 11th that nobody's ever heard of or seen before until now. Why? Because the mainstream media was silencing anybody that was trying to get the people across the boards the information of what in fact did happen there on September 11th. This isn't an isolated incident, friends. This is the reoccurring theme that we see. I want to make a point, and I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this. Speaking of now going over to the plandemic, as Sal was talking about what they're spraying down on the people through chemtrail, in part. Isn't it interesting that when they came out with the last crisis, the plandemic, wasn't it interesting that instantaneously all the networks that had been set up, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo, the list goes on, they all agreed to censor anybody that didn't go along with the narrative that the government, forgetting that we, the people in this country, are the government and we have a representative government, took it upon themselves to say, if anybody speaks out against what we're promoting right now, you go ahead and censor them. Oh, folks, and we are at the butt end of that in a big way. And we have been for years. I was just talking to Tim Brown this morning about all of this and how our numbers were skyrocketing coming out of the gate. And then the third month, we were getting about 1 million unique visitors. And all of a sudden, the platform was completely yanked by Google. The people do not understand that the first thing dictators do when they mean to overthrow a people is to basically silence their opposition. I want you to listen to this because, folks, we have over and over reiterated the point that the mainstream media doesn't want eyewitnesses. It doesn't want the truth of the narrative, especially if it conflicts with the narrative that they're sending. But what's interesting, during the last crisis, even the family members that were trying to get out there to the people that had got or received their mRNA, their said vaccinations, they died, they were maimed, and when they reported it on Facebook or one of the main stream outlets, YouTube, so on and so forth, they basically posted or barred their posts by saying it was misinformation or it wasn't true. I want you to see this, folks.
That first press conference that we had in Milwaukee, Facebook shut down the first of our vaccine injured support groups.
As social media platforms step up their effort to crack down on misinformation about COVID vaccines,
misinformation litter.
So this
Facebook
is the government calling it misinformation.
It was very obvious that an all-out assault had begun on us on mainstream media.
Vaccine misinformation,
lies about vaccines.
Disinformation is one of the biggest challenges in getting people vaccinated.
Social media as well.
Well, the company is taking down anti-vaccine videos and banning major accounts.
And within the next 5 days, they found another one, and they shut that one down.
The company reports it's now banning all anti-vax videos.
So we are regularly making sure social media platforms are aware of the latest narratives dangerous to public health.
With social media,
you understand, folks, this is corruption calling you dangerous and misinformation for telling the truth.
And they were saying it was misinformation.
Even if it's me saying my daughter's own personal experience, then it is fact-checked and it's false.
This is a responsibility of officials speaking, of course, on behalf of the government. It's a responsibility of members of the media.
Mainstream media is not disclosing these injuries, and that's intentional.
While Facebook says it's working hard to fight misinformation, removing 18 million COVID-19 falsehoods so far.
And to be told that your life story is false information, how would that make you feel?
We're dealing with a life or death issue here, and so everybody has a role to play in making sure there's accurate information.
So if you're ever wondering why you're not seeing vaccine injuries in the news, well, it's obviously, it's a multi-layered issue.
It's important to take faster action against harmful posts. As you all know, information travels quite quickly on social media platforms.
They get threatened by health officials.
See, that was Biden.
University
institutions, started with Trump, though.
Medical institutions.
We engage with them regularly, and they certainly understand what our asks are.
These support groups are a lifeline for people. This is all that they have.
And the government put the kibosh on it, friends.
Okay, thanks. Everyone wants to just introduce themselves. It might be helpful, and then we can introduce Suzanne from the FDA.
After we got these meetings set up with the FDA, thankfully through my home senator here, Senator Lee.
So I'm Peter Marks, Director of Center for Biologics.
Peter Marks, head of biologics, is the guy that is supposed to evaluate the safety and the efficacy of these vaccines. As you can tell, we've got thousands of people that are having issues with the neurological side effects to the COVID vaccines. We're currently involved with research at the NIH, but the research at the NIH
Fauci's organization
been kind of mired and slowed. I confirmed with Janet Woodcock, the head of the FDA, as well as with the researchers that we were working with at the NIH, that they knew, that I knew, that they were talking to each other. And after that, NIH went radio silent.
See, folks, we have enough of this. We have enough of this information out there that government censored illegally its own people that were speaking out against the conspiracy that they were in fact responsible for committing. Hey, friends, still no arrests. Still no arrests. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I want to get to this really quick. As I started off the radio show today concerning the first segment, I had shared with you that nobody wants to listen until it happens. And over the last couple of days, I've been going online and I've been showing you article after article and court documentations concerning Donald Trump's 30-year relationship with not just Jeffrey Epstein, but also Diddy, who he is contemplating and pondering as if he should give him a pardon or not. Why wouldn't he? Well, Patel lied to you. Bongino lied to you. Bondi lied to you, just like I told you they would. And now they're saying it doesn't exist. If it didn't exist, folks, then what is it that they're so worried about? Here, let me show you this really quick, and you'll hear it clearly. This is Donald Trump being asked about the Epstein files. It took him off guard. You can clearly see that he was shaken by it. Of course he's shaken by it, because he's guilty of it. Listen to this interaction here. This is very telling.
Can you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the
Saturday? Yeah, sure.
Could I just interrupt for
sure.
One second?
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
It just came out over the last couple days. Donald Trump doesn't like the fact that someone's trying to take their narrative and put it right back up to his mouth. Answer for yourself. What is Donald doing? And again, friends, I'm just here to tell you, people are not happy with what's going on. I don't care if that doesn't matter or not, but it shows you that people are awakening to the fact of things that they weren't willing to awaken to before this. Donald doesn't like being asked, friends, about the Epstein files. Can you believe that people are asking about this? Wait a second, you promised to drain the swamp. You promised to bring this to the light, guy, right?
This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep?
This creep.
That is...
By the way, this creep was actually implicated in the same court documents as Donald Trump was in violating a little 12-year-old girl. Oh, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I know you people get it. I know my listeners get it. But there's still those out there that are trying to justify what they know they can't justify. But they're trying all but to fail in the face of facts. That's always what happens, friends. When truth exposes itself, it's over for the lie.
Unbelievable.
He's saying unbelievable. Can you believe it? People want to know what happened with Epstein.
You want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems...
Yeah, folks, you can clearly see he's bothered by that question. Clearly. If you don't mind me just taking it a step further, you guys all seen this? Do you guys see Trump is now threatening New York City takeover if Zohran Mamdani becomes mayor? I know, folks, they love to play the Hegelian dialect and they love to push the crisis as far as they can, at least two steps forward, so they can at least get their foot in the door. This is a prime example of just that. Why do you say that, Bradley? It says on PIX 11, if a communist gets elected to run New York, wait a second. You're that ignorant to actually believe that a known communist can go ahead and run for position in our government today. Really? Whoa. I didn't know that. I didn't know that illegals could come here and then bring their culture and their government with them to go ahead and implement their system of government, which they came from. As they came over to America concerning the asylum that they sought to get away from that tyrannical, dictatorial, authoritarian, totalitarian system of government that was oppressing them. Listen to me. They don't have the right. They are not qualified to run for office in America. Why is Trump playing off this? Because he wants to exert more unconstitutional authority. The communist isn't qualified to run for office. What's Trump talking about? That he's going to basically exert federal authority over New York City if this guy gets into office. And here's another one for you, friends. Outside of the media being behind all of this and pushing this guy to get to the position that he is right now, he would have never did it had they not given him all the headlines that he needed to get there. They're playing off of each other. Do you understand? Who in New York City wants somebody that comes from a foreign country to come into America and establish that system of government that he complained about in their own cities? Who in their right mind, for all of you that haven't figured out the two-party system yet, I got a question for you. Who would vote for anybody that would come in and steal away their freedoms? Nobody in their right mind. Who believes it? Nobody in their right mind. And this is what uneducated people bring about. These sorts of questions, and for anybody to even suggest that even if this was the case, that Trump has the authority to go ahead and take him down. Let me ask you, who allured these illegals into America more than the federal government and the state governments? Holchel's trying to defend these people. How come she hasn't been thrown in jail for treason yet, awaiting trial? How come Walz hasn't been thrown in jail yet, awaiting trial for treason, or DeWine, or Newsom? And the list goes on. Folks, they're playing off of each other. And guess what? Americans are drinking the Kool-Aid because they don't have a third-grade education when it comes to how their system of government is to operate. Now, I want to get to the point. You know this big, beautiful bill that Donald Trump just sold to the people? Well, what it does, in fact, is create a surveillance system on every highway in America aimed at you. And the excuse was the illegals they allured in. Did you know on top of that, there's also, this is coming straight from our friends, John Whitehead. Did you see the rapidly becoming a nation of prisons email that they just recently set out? The rise of the prison state and Trump's push for mega prisons could lock us all up. I know people just like badly, come on, man. What did this think? He's going to throw them all in jail. No, no. You don't understand. It's all aimed at you. Because that's what the Lord said it would be aimed at, is you, a disobedient people, a rebellious people, a revolting people. This isn't aimed at the illegals. This is aimed at the American people. Hey, folks, did you know that Tom Holman, Trump's border czar, said, you think we're arresting people now? Listen carefully. He said, you wait till we get the funding to do what we got to do. America is rapidly becoming a nation of prisons. Instead of deterring the crime and teaching them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, and showing them what crimes will not be tolerated, they're encouraging the crime. And instead of actually cutting off the head of the monster concerning those that transgress God's moral law, those that refuse to restrain themselves from sin and violating God's law, verse 3-4, what are they doing? The government's encouraging them to commit the crime. Who's creating it? Now, instead of deterring the crime, they're going to build prisons on a massive scale with the big, beautiful bill. John said, have you figured out how to parlay presidential authority in foreign affairs in order to sidestep the Constitution? There it is again. President Trump is using his migration enforcement powers to lock up and lock down the nation. He said, after all, a police state requires a prison state, and no one is cheerleading louder than the private prison corporations making money hand over fist from Trump's expansion of federal detention. And under the guise of national security and public safety, the Trump administration is engineering the largest federal expansion of incarceration and detention powers in United States history. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. After the center of this campaign is Alligator Alcatraz, a federal detention facility built in Florida Everglades, has hailed by the White House as a model for the future of federal incarceration. But this, more than a new prison, it is the architectural symbol of a carceral state being quietly constructed right in front of your faces. Over $170 billion allocated through Trump's mega bill, the big, beautiful bill, we are witnessing the creation of a vast, permanent enforcement infrastructure aimed at what? Infrastructure aimed at turning the American police state into a prison state. And the scope of this expansion is staggering. The bill allocates $45 billion to expand immigration detention. Who pulled them in, friends? A move that will make ICE, the American Gestapo, the best funded federal enforcement agency in American history. By the way, that's what they've been calling it, okay? Have I come to that conclusion yet? I'm not there, but that's what they're calling it. Sometimes you need to listen to your enemies. maybe we need to dig in a little bit deeper. $45 billion through this big, beautiful bill is being used to fund ICE, the best funded federal law enforcement agency in American history, with more money than the FBI, the DEA, and the Bureau of Prisons combined. And how does he end his letter? You've been warned. Folks, you have. And I love you enough to tell you what most will not, but that's our job. Ezekiel 33, read the whole chapter. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.